The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilllovaradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by PromoDJ.com, AudioBoom.com, Clamor.com, SBSDesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music NYC.com, VintageSoulSupply.com, DiamondFuse.com, and ManhattanScreenPrint.com. Enjoy the show.
Warning, the broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk. My name is Key, and I'm here with some special guests I have.
Frank.
Kelly.
Well, I guess Kelly's not that special. She's been here before. All right, so just if you guys are tuning in for the first time, I've been a beer reviewer for about 2 years. Kelly, what's your stake in all this as far as beer goes?
I don't know a whole lot about beer.
That means she doesn't know shit, but continue.
Okay, I don't know shit about beer.
There you go.
I think it's pretty nasty most of the time.
But like, why?
It's bitter. Tastes like ass.
How many asses have you had to eat?
Enough to be able to make a really good comparison.
That's gross. All right, you know, enough of all this. Frank, what about you? What's your all stake in all this?
Well, I'm a home brewer, and I've been doing some reviews with Key for the past couple months, and getting into it. I love doing this.
Nice. Okay, so you guys all know that up and coming, or depending on where this is airing, isn't it like Good Friday or Easter coming up?
Absolutely.
Any plans for Easter?
No, just chilling with the family.
Nice. What about you?
None at all.
Okay, so do we all know what Easter's about at all? Do we? Do you know what Easter's about?
Sure, I know what
What's Easter about? We can talk about it. There's a warning label at the beginning.
Okay.
Listen, for those that are tuning in, if you get offended by this, then we're doing our job. So why?
So Easter is about Jesus Christ was crucified on a Friday.
Okay.
And then rose from the dead on Sunday, which we call Easter.
Okay, so zombie Jesus.
Something like that.
All right, for those that don't know who zombie Jesus, who a lot of people worship, listen, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let me ask Kelly real quick. Kelly.
What?
Zombie Jesus. Let me ask you a definition. What is a zombie?
Technically somebody, I guess, who got killed but comes back from the dead.
Okay, then. Are we all fair enough to say that that's zombie Jesus? I understand if anyone's religious.
According to your definition, absolutely.
Right, yeah. So, you know, zombie Jesus, he risen for our sins and he wants your brains. You know, in the sense of bad.
I think
bad...
he already has yours. But...
No, that's fine. In the sense of bad jokes, you know, since we're on a roll here, what was... Jesus' last words before he went. Does anybody know?
I have no idea.
And then, since he risen, what was the first words he said?
No.
Brains. So I just want to let you guys know, happy Easter, ladies and gentlemen. So this is what we're going to do, guys. So what we decided to do for our format of our show is it's random beers at all times. We don't want to get in sort of a groove here to let you guys know, okay, today's IPAs and blah, blah, blah. There's so many different beers, so every different beer deserves to be talked, and we don't want our palate to get stuck during the show. So, these particular beers were picked by Kelly.
Yay, me.
And I'm going to ask Frank here. It's Frank, right?
Yeah, that's Frank.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead, and Frank's going to tell you just the name of the beer and who is it by. So, what are the beers that we're going to be talking about tonight?
So, the first one, we're doing something called Ace. It's a apple honey... hard cider.
No, we're not doing it first. No, Kelly gets to pick them. That's the best part. See, we know our beer.
Oh, see, okay. So we're not doing it in any order. I'm just grabbing whatever's in front of me.
Yes.
Got it.
Start that over again. I'm sorry. I just wanted to. There it is.
So we're going to be sampling Ace Apple Honey Heart Cider from California Cider Company.
Nice.
We are going to be sampling 330 Amber Ale. God knows whose it's made by, but we probably should find that. Oh, I can't see that. I think it's
Diamondback. Let me see.
We'll go with Diamondback.
Yep, Diamondback Brewery.
And we've got a Firestone Easy Jack IPA by Firestone Walker. Polliner Hefeweizen, natural wheat beer. This should be an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Wynwood Brewing Company Pops Robust Porter.
Yes, and that's nice. Those guys, I believe, are from Florida.
Awesome.
We'll get more into details about all of them. So, guys, and everything, Kelly.
Yes.
Out of all of them, have you decided on which one you're going first for? Have you decided based upon, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to be a sexist pig, and if you don't like objectifying, you're more than welcome to turn this off. But then again, everyone gets to be shitted on the Open Bottle Talk. So as a female, which one is appealing to you? Let me just go ahead and rearrange them here for you so you can kind of look at them, you know, if they match your shoes or whatever it is you wear or what it is. Which one would you drink first? To do the dishes or any household duties.
Oh, yeah, because that would be me, definitely. Barefoot and in the kitchen. Look, none of these are really boring labels.
Okay, so we have boring labels based upon a female's decision, which you guys know is absolutely 0.5% in the voting booth. But go ahead.
There's nothing bright, shiny, pretty here. So, let me see.
Thank goodness.
I'm going to pick the...
Paul Lanner.
Yep, that one.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and be right back. We're going to go ahead and set up for this next particular beer. And hope you guys have a wonderful Easter, because I'll tell you what, if you've been bad, Zombie Jesus is coming for you. Brave. Hey, guys. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and start today's episode with based upon a female's decision, which we all know. whatever. But, so we're going to go ahead. What's the beer that Kelly picked there, Frank?
We are going to be drinking the Polliner Hefeweizen Natural Wheat.
All right, so what's the ABV and some things about it? There's a website that they can check these guys out. The whole aesthetics.
So we got a 5.5 ABV.
Nice, easy drinking.
Let's see. Polliner is definitely an old brewed beer out of Munich. You can get the website at www.paulaner.com.
Nice. And what size item is this? Is this what
this is? An 11.2 fluid ounce.
Nice. And what is it in milliliters? Just in case we got people from around the world that does the metric system.
You would think a German beer would actually put on it what it would be in milliliters, but it actually does not say.
Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and check out paulaner.com if you want to know the mLs. So we're going to go ahead and crack this open, and we're going to break this bad boy down. So we're going to get that all open there, and we'll get you here. Go ahead and pour it. So you guys excited about this? Or, Frank, how you feel about Hefeweizens?
I love Hefeweizen, especially when the weather's getting warm. And now, since we're in Vegas, it's starting to heat up a little bit.
Nice. And
cold for the past few days.
Oh, nice. You know what? Let's go ahead and ask the lady of the house. How do you feel about Hefeweizens?
I don't like it.
Doesn't matter. Let's just get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell all up in your ear. Call me stereo. I'll come inside each of your ear holes left and right. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and start this properly. Guys, cheers to the aesthetics and the look. All right, what do you guys got? It's definitely unfiltered.
I'm thinking it's clearer. I'm used to Hefeweizens being a little bit cloudy.
You know what? Maybe half filtered.
Yeah.
It's been partially filtered, but I mean, I can still see my hand through it, but it's still murky. It's a murk look.
Yeah.
Kelly, what you got? What did it look like to you? I mean, you just sat it down. I'm just saying.
I was listening to you guys.
Participation is 9/10 of the law.
What the hell do I know? I'm just a female.
Right. And we're asking you, besides all the other aesthetic duties that you're supposed to be doing, how do you feel about the look of this beer?
Okay, it's, I don't know, it's like a dirty yellow color.
Dirty yellow, all yeah. Right.
Or light orange.
Yeah, that'll work. Light orange, nice, nice. Goes with some of the shoes you're wearing today. Today's shoes have been brought to you by a non-real company, for Suchis, for the women on the go.
Why do you gotta talk about my run over shoes. Let's go.
First off, they actually, ladies and gentlemen, Versucci's, which are not a real product, are shoes that actually look run down because that's the way they make them.
Whatever.
All right. Thank you, Versucci's, which is not a real company. So, all right, guys. So let's go ahead and get, actually, yours is a little bit clearer.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because if you look. Okay, so what happened was, since I poured the beer.
First glass.
The first glass, he got the top part. Kelly got the second part, and I got the end part. So, yes, hers is a little bit more, less murky, and mine's got all the sediment.
Yeah, would you put yours two together? Yeah, you're absolutely right, Keith. Since you were last, you got all the sediment.
I got all the sediment, which, unfortunately, is the best part. So, all right, guys, let's go ahead and get down to the smell. Cheers to the smell, ladies and gentlemen.
The smell.
I don't know what that smells like. It doesn't smell like fruit.
Does it smell like fruit?
No, it just smells like beer.
Okay.
I'm not getting anything in particular. I'm not getting any particular spice, any particular...
It just smells like a beer.
Yeah, I'm not getting any nothing for me.
Right.
Is outstanding about that smell.
Kind of faint hint, but very faint of banana.
There's a little bit of banana in there. I'm getting... It's not a very powerful smell, ladies and gentlemen. It's right on the surface to the nose. So I'm getting clove, a little bit of the banana esters, and... A little bit of some sort of citrus. I couldn't tell you. It's a very faint presence that's going on. And the reason why I'm able to pick them all up, because remember, guys, I ended up getting all the sediment out of this particular bottle. Because you don't want to shake it up. You know, unfortunately, if you shake it up, it's all over the place. So all right, you guys okay? How are you feeling about the smell, Kelly, since you're not smelling anything?
I'm looking at the both of you like, what the hell are y'all smelling compared to what I'm smelling, but whatever.
And how about you? Are you ready for the taste, Mr. Frank?
Yeah, I'm scared, but I'm ready.
Fair enough. All right, cheers to the taste. All right, what you guys got? Here, would it help you if you guys taste it out of my glass? Mm-mm. You sure?
Mm-hmm. I'll give it a shot.
All right, because remember, guys, I have all the sediment, so what you got there, Kelly? You might want to taste a little bit of this here. I promise you.
Definitely citrus. I can't pinpoint it.
Right.
There's a citrus to it.
Okay.
A banana hint after.
Right.
I would say that I probably did pick up banana, but no citrus.
No citrus at all. Nice. Wonderful. For me, everything I smelt is definitely in the taste. I hung on to this beer for almost, I'd say over 8 months. That's the reason why it's separate, you know, with all that. I got more in my beer. But you know what, though? They sell this during the fall season. This is a fall beer, ladies and gentlemen. So if you guys are trying to look for this, it's a fall season beer. It's more along the line of Oktoberfest series. But you're definitely going to get a few things. You're going to get some citrus notes. You're going to get banana. You're going to get clove, especially from this particular company. They're known for this particular flavor profile for their Hefeweizen. So, I mean, overall, what did you feel about the taste, Kelly?
I didn't hate it, but I can't tell you that I want to drink it again.
You
know what? There's just nothing that stands out.
So it's just pretty average. How about you, Frank?
I think average hits the nail right on the head. It's something I can say I've had, but I'm not going to rush out to the store to get it again, honestly.
Fair enough. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get down to the grade. We're going to ask Kelly, 0 to 5, 3 being in the middle, what's your score for this beer and why?
I'm probably going to give it a 2. And for me, that's just because...
It was free?
No, I'm going to give it a 2 simply because there's just nothing special about it at all. And since I'm not really into beer, there's nothing about this that I'm going to remember or nothing that I really particularly care for.
Okay. How about you there, Frank?
I'm going to go for a 3. And I think the 3 gives the benefit of the doubt that it's been sitting for a while and that's why the separation happened. Perhaps if it was all together, it may be a better tasting Hefeweizen, but anticipating that this probably is not the best example of a Paulaner or Hefeweizen that one can have. So I'll stick with the 3.
All right. For me, I'm going to go with a 3 as well. Even though the sediment, it's separated, I ended up still getting all the sediment. And they've all tasted it. As you guys can hear, we're not very pleased with it. I mean, we're like, yeah, it's great, but it's just average. Out of all Hefeweizens, most Hefeweizens are extremely, doesn't matter how long it sits, it is still unfiltered. No matter what, no matter how long it sits, it's more robust in flavor. I feel as if this is a mass-produced beer. I mean, everybody who drinks any foreign beers, everyone knows Paulaner. Everybody. You say Paulaner. People who know beer know Paulaner. And this is just one of those everyone can enjoy it as soon as you get it, whether it's held for a long time or you're hanging on to it. I mean, not hanging on to it, but you're having it right away. It's just an everybody's beer because it's mass produced. It's, you can find this worldwide. There's not one place that you couldn't find this during the fall season.
Yeah, absolutely. Polliner's a pretty famous name, so yeah, you can get this everywhere.
So unfortunately, this would fall under the name of mass-produced beer, macro style. And sometimes with macro, especially if it's just a standard style, Hefeweizen's a standard style, nothing more to it. It's just kind of mediocre. But you know what? We're going to go ahead and we're going to end it with that. And we'll be right back. We're going to reset for the next beer. And Kelly, again, is going to pick the next beer.
Yay.
All right, guys. So we're going ahead and reset it after drinking that wonderful, delicious beer. All right. So, Kelly, what is our next beer we're about to do?
It is Wynwood Brewing Company Pops Porter, Robust Porter.
And where are they from?
Miami.
Miami what? Miami, Detroit? Miami, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm sure Miami, Wisconsin.
That's up there. Throw up the W. Where are they from?
Florida, Miami, Florida.
All right, and if they want to get a hold of these guys, where can they check them out at?
WynwoodBrewing.com, W-Y-N-W-O-O-D, Brewing.com.
Fair enough. And what's the ABV on this bad boy?
It would help if I could find it. Hold on a second. It is 6.2.
Ah, nice and easy. How do you like the label?
Well, it's got some orange on it. It's kind of cool, I guess. Kind of cool looking. Looks like dripping paint.
Nice. Frank, how do you feel about the label?
I like the label. It actually, it almost reminds me of a paper bag in a way.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that it's no nonsense.
Right. Nice. Nice. All right, so let's go ahead and crack this open.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. We already know about you and your...
You still have the 40-year-old.
My colostomy bag gets full. Gross. All right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and rock and roll with this. Let's talk about the visual, ladies and gentlemen. What do you guys got on the visual? How does it look to you visually? Visually.
It is dark. Real, real dark.
Like Zombie Jesus dark? No, today's show's been brought to you by Zombie Jesus. He's risen.
Dark, yes. like coffee, and then when you got the head on top, it almost looks like espresso.
Oh, nice. What about you, Kelly?
Root beer.
Root beer.
Root beer.
That's not a bad thing. For me, it looks like a porter. It actually, I take that back. It looks more like a stout, actually. Has a stout color. It has that caramel head to it. The head's holding up, actually, like a stout. You know, like as you guys can see here, it's holding up like a stout. It's not, yep. It looks thick. Creamy. It's fucking pitch black, ladies and gentlemen, just like black coffee, but it's a porter. Oh, and, nice. You know, it's really nice, so I'm excited. So let's go down to the smell. Cheers to the smell. Wait, clinky, wait. We just don't want to clink all, we don't want to clink all the time.
How manly of you.
Pinky's out because we fancy as shit. Now, that's a hell of a smell.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That smells good.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, with this smell that you're smelling, would it be good on a hooker?
And that's a no.
Okay, because we don't want our hookers to smell like this, right? Because you know Zombie Jesus, he risen for the hookers to smell like this. I'm just saying.
You think?
You would. Okay, so what do you got, Kelly? What does it smell like to you? Does it smell like root beer?
No, it don't smell like no root beer.
What you got? I mean, I have a... Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why I don't jump in first is because the way I describe things are 100% influential to the rest of the group. So if we start with the person with the least experience to the next and next and so on, that way I don't influence someone who may not know. I don't want to do that. I want the honest opinion of someone per beer. So Kelly, you're the first one. What you got?
It kind of smells like coffee, but not strong coffee. It's got a little bit of a coffee smell.
Okay. What type of coffee though?
Black coffee.
Like black coffee? What else? What else you got?
There's something sweet. I don't know what that is.
A little sweet action? Yeah. Nice.
Something sweet in there.
How about you, Frank? What you got on that fragrance?
Chocolate. As soon as I sniffed it, I got chocolate right away.
Really?
I can...
Any type of chocolate? Any particular, what type of chocolate we could kind of...
Dark, probably semi-sweet to bitter.
Okay.
I'm getting a hint of coffee. Not as much as you look at the glass and you think it's a cup of coffee.
I want. I honestly want to go to a place that serves coffee and fucking tulip glasses. Wow.
So it's not quite like hot chocolate smell, but definitely almost like a baker's chocolate.
Nice. For me, there's coffee there, but what's masking it is there are two elements for me. One, it's almost like a dark chocolate or a baker's bittersweet. But then what's weird is there's some sort of woodsy barrel action going on. I'm getting some sort of like toothpick fragrance, a little bit of wood, not smoky, but that's what I'm getting. It. And it's weird because as I'm smelling it and I'm looking at the label of that paper brown smell, it's giving me like paper, like chewed up cardboard. Like, I don't know. It's hard to explain that. It's giving me a light brown fragrance. I'm getting something woodsy out of it. A little lightly barrel-like. Okay, here's your beer, and they threw a wood chip in every bottle, and then you're not going to get it all. But you were like, what is that weird presence? And that's, I picked up on the weird presence. So that's what I'm getting out of it. I'm hoping that that fragrance I'm getting is actually going to taste that sort of woodsy.
Bourbon?
Maybe bourbon barrel, but that it's something woodsy. Like toothpick, or not piney, but like when you chew on a toothpick, it's that taste is that smell.
It might have racked it on oak.
It so could have been
bourbon barrels are made out of oak,
right? It's something woodsy, something barky. It's earthy. It's got an earth undertone, something like that. All right, let's go ahead and cheers to the taste here. I don't care what none of y'all say. That's a fucking good ass fucking porter. I don't care. I'm gonna have to grab me a new glass at the end of this segment. Oh, that's a really good fucking porter. Damn. All right, Kelly, what you got?
Dark beer.
Okay, dark beer. What type of dark are we talking? Like Forrest Whitaker dark, Denzel Washington dark. What's that? Shamar Moore dark.
Hey, that's not dark.
That's not dark.
That's just sexy.
Wesley Snipes dark taste.
Yeah, that's dark.
Okay, wait. So what type of dark are we talking?
You know it's funny, right? Because from looking at it, I really was kind of bracing myself for something that was going to be really, really bitter. And it's not. It's a lot smoother than I expected it to be. It does kind of taste a little bit like, still tastes a little bit like coffee to me.
Okay.
But it's not bitter like I was expecting it to be. It's not completely unpleasant.
Oh, nice, nice. Frank, what you got for me, brother?
Definitely more coffee in the taste. So the notes I were getting really was strong chocolate when I was smelling it. But really heavy coffee to the taste.
Nice. How's the mouth feel for this for you?
It's definitely a porter. I think you look at it and it's so dark. And the head retention is awesome when you think, it's not porter. This is a stout.
Right.
It really looks stoutish. It's black as night. But
like Brian McKnight, the R&B singer. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're
tragically on hip, so.
Oh, you're tragically on hip. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys are getting offended, then we're doing our job. Just want to throw that in there for you. So you know you guys can turn it off at this point, but we're going to get back to the beer. But continue, sir.
So definitely coffee. I'm surprised that they didn't call it a coffee porter.
Right. It says Pops Porter. I didn't even think about it. I mean, we can get to the aesthetics of it. And I think it all goes together with the taste, the labeling. I think it all goes together. And hopefully I can break it all down. But as far as the surprisingness of the coffee for this, how do you like feel about this? Was it surprising for you?
I'm surprised that I'm not getting more chocolate. Because that's really the first smell I got.
Right.
So I was expecting it to be more chocolatey than coffee. So now, tasting it, because I'm getting more coffee, it's like a really dark roast coffee. Not something you would really fool around with a whole hell of a lot. because it's strong. I don't like my coffee all that strong. So.
Right. It's kind of like an amputee in a moped. It's kind of like you have it, but
that's
then you don't want to.
Right.
It is. I'm just saying, you don't want to play with it all the time. So I understand that level. So for me, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like a motorized pogo stick.
It is. It's some lazy shit going on. So for me, guys, I think I kind of figured out where that weird fragrance was. And I kind of understand where Frank is going with this. There's chocolate there. But you also have to remember, in the world of cooking, there are different elements of chocolate. As a matter of fact, chocolate, theoretically, it absolutely isn't even sweet. So the taste that I'm getting that was giving me that earth tone, cocoa bean. The actual cocoa bean itself, if you ever scraped it and tasted it, I'm getting that actual raw form of the cocoa bean. But all day, it's definitely espresso black coffee. It's extremely, it's heavier than a stout. So it's milk consistency. For some, you might even be confused that this was a milk stout because the way it's, it has some creamy retention to it, but there are different tones that's going to tell you it's a porter. So let's go ahead and get down to it. So Kelly, how do you, what's your grade and why?
That's like, for me, that's a three, but here's the thing, right? So you know, I always grade on the safe side.
You need to stop doing that.
Well, no, I'm not going to stop doing that because one of these days I'm going to sip something and I'm going to be like five. But this isn't it. The cool thing about this though is it was still a pleasant surprise because it wasn't bitter. It really was not bad.
Nice.
It was a very pleasant surprise actually.
Okay. And what was your score again?
I gave it a three.
Oh, that's pretty good. And how about you, Mr. Frank?
I'm going to give it a four. I enjoyed it. It's definitely not for everybody. Cause I think that that bitterness of the chocolate that you were talking about, Key, or even the heavy, dark roasted coffee.
Right.
Is not for everybody. So I'm going to stick with my rating. I think it was good. I could drink this again for sure.
Nice. For me, I'm going to give it a five. And the reason being is I still say that there's like this. No, it's interesting, right? Everyone can enjoy this. Even if you're getting in the porters, you can enjoy this. And the reason why I give it a five is the label's really cool. I don't care what anyone says. It has, like you said, that paperback feel. And what I was saying earlier was I want to put this in there. With the taste and the smell and the name, Pops Porter, right? You think of Pops and the way the label is. It's like an old man. He's going to drink some strong shit. It's like, no matter what it is, there's always going to be some strong cognac, strong vodka, strong coffee. A couple of notes that I like about it is, like, even though we do know this, though, the malt profile is making it sweet, right? It has a little bit of malt, but the cool trip part out is, there's this weird woodsy undertone, smoky, something I said that was really strange about it. And then again, we've explained how chocolate works. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read what's on here. Now, mind you, we do not read the bottles because we don't want to get influenced. So I'm going to read you what it says here. It says, gold medal winner at GABF, a blend of roasted malts, roasty aroma with hints of chocolate plus coffee. Inhale the aromas, the roasty plus almost toffee caramel-like flavor that finishes with a smooth, dry end. Excellent with smoke or grilled food and a nice cigar. So I'm picking up that smoke aspect of it, which was pretty strange. So I'm very pleased with that. Now, here's a question. Kelly, would you introduce this to people?
No, I would, but okay, so I'm going to do the girl thing, right? I think the
natural.
Quiet you. I got this. The packaging is really cool. It's one of those few times for me where, like, the way it's packaged and what I got actually seemed to go really well together.
Right.
So it's just sort of a cool thing for me. So yeah, I would absolutely. If someone said, "Hey, I like certain type of beer," they say, "I like porters," I'd say, "Hey, try this one. It's a little different for me."
Nice. And what about you, Frank?
Yeah, I think I would definitely introduce it to somebody. Porter is definitely an acquired kind of taste. It's not, you know, it's not for the regular guy who's so used to drinking that shitty Budweiser. but if they want to experiment and try something dark, I would definitely recommend. I thought it was really good.
Nice. Fair enough. All right, guys, we're going to be right back after these few messages from our commercial. Hey, guys, what are you guys going to do at the end of the show here on Open Bottle Talk? What are you guys going to go do? What are you getting into?
I'm
going to
take a shower. It's that time of the month.
Oh, ugh. How about you, Frank? That's gross.
Ah. I'm going to obsbeers.com.
What? What is obsbeers.com?
It's a website where you can learn all about the different reviews that we do for beer.
Oh, holy shit. Is there any other like social media that they're on?
God damn, you can catch us on YouTube and Twitter and Google Plus and Instagram, Facebook, Periscope.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Is there any particular word that we should look them up or anything? Like, how do we find them? Is it like, is it obsbeers.com or is it Open Bottle Society, basically?
Search Open Bottle
Society. Yeah, Open Bottle Society will work.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. All right, so that's what you guys are going to do. You're taking a shower. Are you going to go to the website after the shower?
I'm going to go to the website while in the shower.
That's awesome.
Oh, you got the new phone that Lil Wayne was promoting, huh?
I'm the shit.
What? Okay, I hate to do that, guys. All right, guys, so that sounds fair enough. Yeah. All right, guys, I've got some sad news in the show. Oh, no, it's so sad.
Grab your tissue.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, no, it isn't one of us caught a very horrible sexual transmitted disease, nor does anyone here have the swine flu or shook a little orphan to get their tears, because we both know, and all of us know here at the table, that orphan tears are the best water resistance to put on your vehicle.
You're horrible. Seriously?
No, orphan tears is what keeps your car really rich.
I guess as an orphan, you would know.
Rich people, you know why their cars are always clean? It isn't because they have a person who cleans it every day. It's because they buff in orphan tears. That's how powerful they are. Even when it rains, it just beads up like on fucking snakeskin shoes. You treat it just right with orphan tears, which, by the way, is not a real product. So please don't go look for that. All right, ladies and gentlemen. The sad news is this is Kelly's last part in the show. And the reason being is, Kelly, why are you leaving?
I said I have to take a shower.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, she has to take a shower. And I don't know why, because neither one of us care what she smells like. We just need her to review the beer. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get started. So it's this time it's Frank's turn. Frank, what are we drinking?
Well, first off, I'm fucking frightened.
Your language is very awesome, sir. Yeah. So if those that got offended by the word fuck, good for you.
Fuck you.
So what are we drinking?
We're drinking an apple honey hard cider from a company called Ace out of Sonoma County, California.
All right, what's the
California Cider Company.
Okay, and what's the ABV?
5%.
And is there any information how those that may enjoy this review, is there a place that they can contact them or look them up, or is there some vital information? So that way, because we've had requests that they want some information on these people.
www.acecider.com.
Fair enough. And why is it fucking frightening to you?
Because I'm not a cider fan.
And why? Wait, if you're not a cider fan, are you a fan of sours?
I am a fan of sours. I've never been a fan mass-produced cider.
Oh, I was going to say, was it because you're a diabetic and that's just way too sweet?
No, it's just a personal taste thing.
Ah, and how do you feel about this, Kelly, for this particular cider on the show?
Well, I like cider in general.
Ah, fair enough. Okay, let's go ahead and crack this open. And ladies and gentlemen, if you guys are just tuning in on this pre-recorded hour-long show, all the beers have been sitting out for about 40 minutes. And the reason being is we, in order to assess everything, smell-wise, the aromatics, the taste profiles, it needs to not be cold or ice cold or chilled.
So because it's like room temperature?
Room temperature, exactly.
Yeah. And so smart.
Yes, you can. You spell it for me? You
are
so, No. You are so smart.
S-M-R-T.
Fair enough. Please, the Simpsons, Matt Groening, do not come after them. All right, so let's go ahead. What do we got on the visual, ladies and gentlemen? Looks like pee.
It looks like pee.
Looks like pee.
All right, we're in agreement. It looks like pee. No, ladies and gentlemen, it has a, and actually, it has a cider color. It looks like a golden blonde. Yeah. It actually looks almost like a Moscato in a sense, or a dark champagne, or matter of fact, a very heavy Chardonnay. Has a nice Chardonnay golden hue to it.
I'm still fucking frightened.
Bubbly.
It's bubbly. All right, let's get down to the smell, ladies and gentlemen. Cheers to it. And hopefully they're fucking...
I'm sure I should cheers to it. That's how scared I am.
All right, what do you got? Interesting. Not as bad as I thought it would be. But what you got? It's an interesting fragrance, actually. ladies and gentlemen, if you guys can't see his face on this audio,
that's usually me.
His face looks like he walked into a bunch of kids in a room playing with fecal drawing on the wall.
Kind of smells like that.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't smell like doo doo.
It doesn't smell like doo doo. But it smells like bad apples.
All right, bad apples. Okay.
There's a little bit of a honey smell to it. You know what it is? It just smells artificial.
It's got an artificial fragrance.
It just smells hard. Something.
Sorry, sir. I have a bad congenital heart disease. I can't touch you.
I do need a hug.
No.
Yeah, it's an odd smell.
It's an odd smell.
Yeah. But I do get a little bit of honey and apple. It just smells like it's going to be like, it smells like an artificial
presence. All right, well, I can be honest with you guys. All right, so we've got two different attributes to this fragrance. And then, of course, I'm going to just break it down for you guys. You're going to get Golden Delicious Apple, but not the apple. You're getting the rind. You're getting the rind of a Golden Delicious Apple. Then you're getting honey, but more like a mass-produced honey. Doesn't smell raw. It just smells like candy honey.
It smells like, it's like honey flavored. I can't believe that they're, you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
If there's not, and even if it is, honey,
even if it is
a honey flavor,
it's even if it is an artificial honey fragrance. It, I mean, it's a little off-putting because a lot of people wouldn't. As many beers as I've had, honey and apple usually don't kind of go together. Because if you think about the process of beer, it's two hard combinations to slap together. And I, you know what, I give it to them because it's different. You got to be different with so many things. But unfortunately, the fragrance is
a little off.
But what you're getting is Golden Delicious Apple, the rind, and you're getting honey, but not raw, more of the candy artificial honey. So here we go.
And before I taste that, I just want to say the Spanish Inquisition was different also.
Absolutely. But you know what, though?
Nobody liked that.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. But Zombie Jesus was there.
Oh, jeez.
He was there. All right, guys. Cheers to the taste. I'm going to clink it because it's funny.
I don't.
All right, here we go. Enjoy, fuckers.
Oh, crap.
Oh, it tastes like pee.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Wait.
Sorry, Ace.
No. All right, guys. Okay, hold on. Let's
somebody hold me.
No. There's no big spoon, little spoon here. Listen, let's just break this down, guys. Yep. Let's do this properly. Okay. Kelly, let's not talk about urine, because then I have to raise an eyebrow going, how do you know what pee tastes like?
How come you don't know?
Okay, first off, I don't go around. I don't play water sports like that. Okay, listen. So, can you find someone? I'm fucking tripping. You guys, the look on their face was great. So, all right, Kelly. On the taste, can you work with me? Can you help these people understand what you got?
I have no idea what it is.
Okay, does it?
It doesn't taste like apple.
Okay.
It may be sort of an artificial, like honey candy ish kind of flavor.
Right.
It tastes kind of sticky.
Not in a good way.
No, it's another one of those. It's another one of those kind of lube kind of.
Guys, it look. Oh my god! I wish we were recording with the camera. Okay, so
it's really unusual. I mean, honestly,
it's unusual.
Is there any possibility that what's in here, what's in the bottle, is not what's on the label?
Okay, so you would say for the label,
I just don't get really apple honey.
Okay,
it's an odd taste, kind of sour too.
Oh, that's okay, nice. And how about you, Frank, what you got, buddy?
I'm almost speechless.
You can on a talk radio show.
I went into it professing my fear of cider in general. I'm not a cider fan. That's my preference. And God bless me, I tasted this like four times to really try to get something. And the something that it got is I don't like it.
Okay.
It has an apple-ish taste to it, but. Right. Not a real apple.
Okay.
Almost like a bad Jolly Rancher.
That'll work. Okay.
That's all I really have to say on all the subject. I can't.
Let's see if I can
I need a hug.
Let me see if I can turn this around.
Oh, Christ.
All right, guys. So right off the bat, this is an off-putting type of cider. A couple things you're going to get out of it is because it has this Golden Delicious apple. See, it's apple-esque, but see, if you guys have never eaten a golden apple, you wouldn't get it. The label shows a golden apple on it. So golden apple has this really kind of crisp, bitter taste to it. Then you throw in honey, which relatively is a sharp, not as sweet. It's got this sweet, bitter, sweet, savory. Honey has sweet and savory to it. So if you put all that together and put it in this cider, that's the off-putting. Honey and apple, to be honest, doesn't go together. And if you literally take honey and go ahead and get yourself some apple wedges and pour honey on it, you're going to get the same result. You're going to be like, it's off-putting. But it's dry. It's got a dry finish. It is of a cider. But unfortunately, I'm guessing they were doing something different. And the downfall of it is doing something different doesn't mean it's better. But I give them credit for it. So here we go, guys. Kelly, 0 to 5. And why?
I'll give it a 1.
You give it a 1.
And I like ciders. But I would no way ever reach for this one.
Why?
There's just
there's just nothing appealing about it. It's just an odd kind of taste for me. Not pleasant.
Okay. How about you, Frank? If you can look past your hatred of ciders, how do you feel about this one? Because you know there's more ciders for us to do over time.
Yeah, I know. I'll give him a 2 for trying. Cider. I'm not a fan, and I'm not a fan of this one.
Okay.
I'm really not. So, sorry, Ace, but good luck.
All right, for me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and rate this a 3. And the reason why it's 3, it brings nothing to the party, and there's really nothing exciting about it, except for the fact that if you're a person who's looking for something different, something sweet, something oddball, I would say go try Ace. They do come out with some really distinctive flavors. There's actually a few of them that they've made that are just beyond stellar. And you know what? Out of all the breweries I've ever done, there's always that one beer that's their downfall because they were trying something different and not sticking to their roots. I give them credit. Maybe if they went with more of a, maybe try a different apple and maybe a different sweetener. Yeah, it's the golden delicious and honey aspect that's not the best combination. But I implore you guys, go out there and try this from Ace. Go try this honey apple. I love the label. The label's kick-ass. It's a golden delicious apple with a bee on it. And boy, you guys don't understand, the bee is doing bad things with this apple. And that's awesome about it. It is. It's really cool. But it's a little, you know what? It's not a bad cider. It's an off-putting cider.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you guys that there is just something a little different about it, too far left for us to try to find something great about it. So I want you guys to try out Ace's Apple Honey Hard Cider. You guys will recognize the label. It's really kick-ass. So definitely check them out. Give them your support. Just because we're not happy with it doesn't mean that you guys...
That one.
Yeah, just this one. Trust me. They're going to make other great ones. This one is just a little off. It's different. Doesn't mean it's that bad. It's just for our palate. It is just not sticking very well. So, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead and set up for the next one. And, Kelly, I hope you enjoy your shower.
Yeah, and we'll take it once a month. Ha-ha. See, that's what I meant by it's that time of the month. You guys are disgusting.
Speechless.
Whoa. Noseless. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back. And we've already gotten rid of the female in the house. It's sad to see Kelly go. But, ladies and gentlemen, she must take a bath. Because she smelled really ratchet. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to get down with the next beer. And the next beer, Frank picked. So, Frank, what is the beer you got, bud?
It's actually called a 330 Amber Ale. It's brewed for Diamondback Beer. And it's brewed by Beltway Brewing Company out of Sterling, Virginia.
Oh, nice. So, yeah. What's the ABV?
5.
And what are we working out of? What size is this?
It's a 12-ounce can.
Nice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and crack this. Oh, he's going to open it. Go ahead and do your thing. This pop has been brought to you by Fingers That Open Up Cans. Guys, if you guys want to check those guys out, which is not a real company, go ahead and just look on your hand, and they're there. Nice, nice, nice. Good pour. Good pouring skills. All right, let's go ahead. Cheers to the visual. So what you got on it?
Nice amber red color. A little cloudy.
A little cloudy.
Yeah.
Got a little bit, it looks like a little bit like rust, a little rust red, or burnt orange, or like a little bit of like orange and brown a little bit.
Yeah.
It looks really nice. It looks like blood and stool mixed a little bit.
That's not appetizing.
I'm just saying. And then the head retention is holding up very wonderful. It's what I expect out of an amber, actually an L. It's holding up a little bit. There's like a little bit of frothy crim color to it. But other than that, that's all I'm getting. It seems wonderful. Are you ready for the smell, my good sir?
Or, I am, sir.
Lacing is good.
Yeah, that's what I was just checking out.
Yeah, lacing's holding up very well.
Yeah.
I like it. Cheers to the smell. Very rustic.
Yeah.
I know it sounds weird, but for me, amber ales always have come off with this metallic smell or some sort of stone or like solid state item. It never fails for me. Like, seriously, it's just a fragrance I've been able to pick up on it. What do you got, man? This is appetizing. This is a very, very wonderful fragrance.
I'm getting citrus. Now that's about all I'm getting.
Yeah, a little citrus?
Just a little citrus.
Mm. For me, I'm getting the color. I'm actually getting the color brown. I can smell rust. It's very metallic. A little earthy. There is some citrus for me. It's more of a rind or a pith. more grapefruit.
Yeah.
And not a ruby red grapefruit, but just your standard yellow grapefruit. Yeah, other than that, it smells classic, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Let's go ahead and just rock and roll. To the taste. What you got on the taste?
You gotta taste it again.
Oh, by all means, do it. Ladies and gentlemen, for me, it has that metallic aspect, and that's due to the reaction of the yeast that's going on here. It's got a nice malty finish. It is 100% hands down super liquid refreshing, which means it's not dry. It's extremely refreshing. And with the way the hops, the yeast and the malt work together, it just tastes classic ale style. I like the way it is with the name. It's 3:30. Usually people are off at 3:30.
Yeah.
So this seems to me like it is a after work beer. I think this is kind of like a working man's beer.
I think it's definitely somebody's regular.
Yeah.
For sure. Little hint of caramel.
Yeah, a little bit on the back end. Yeah, yeah. A little toasty. Nice. But the malts on it is not overbearing.
No.
It's not a malt bomb, but it is predominant. It goes very well with the yeast that gives you that metallic spin. Downright overall, I'm impressed with the smell and I'm overall impressed with the taste. And again, guys, you guys got to remember, sometimes you have to be taken back a few pegs to enjoy a classic beer. And that way you're more appreciative of all these super complex beers. This is not a complex beer at all.
No, it's straightforward.
Yeah, it's really nice. Like, anything else that you like to say about this particular beer? I like the damn basic label off of it. It's like, take me home, fucker. It's 3:30, take me home. And you got to enjoy it. Now, I have a question. Why would you think this company, Diamondback, would need someone else to brew it? What would be some reasons why? Because it says it's for these guys, but yeah. It's brewed by somebody else.
Yeah.
Do you think it's maybe facility-wise?
I was thinking at first when I had read that maybe it was some sort of collaboration. But honestly, it's not... It doesn't seem like it would be your normal collaboration type of beer because it is straightforward and regular. It's not really complex. So I think we're going to have to research that a little bit more because that's an interesting question.
Absolutely. Is there a place to reach these people, or is there like a website on here or anything that we could, we want to help them research? If not, then what are the two companies here that they can either ask Siri or go get their Google search on?
Yeah, I'm not seeing a website on the can itself. So if you want to look for it, I would suggest looking for Diamondback Beer or Beltway Brewing Company.
That'll work.
Now, it could be that the Diamondback Beer is a label of the Beltway Brewing Company and they just happen to call it Diamondback Beer.
Okay.
But I'm going to look it up for sure after our podcast is done.
After this little endeavor is done. All right, guys, let's go ahead and let's break this down. So, Mr. Frank,
mm-hmm.
What's your grade and why?
I think I'm going to give it a 4. Like I said, I like the fact that it's probably somebody's every day. And you got to give credit where credit's due. When people are able to brew a beer that is somebody's every day, even the behemoth that shall not be named.
Right.
You
mean Budweiser?
Yeah.
Anheuser-Busch, yeah. The number one, the yeah. Big umbrella, InBev. Yeah. We can say it's fine.
The king of beers, so to speak.
The fucking Iron Fist ruler. Beechwood
Age, blah, blah, blah.
But wait, they cut their beer with rice. But let's continue, so keep going.
So I think you got to give credit to the brewers for making something that could be somebody's every day, aside from that goddamn red and white can.
Fair enough. So what was your score again, just to make sure everyone got it?
I think I'm going to give it a 4.
Nice. For me, I'm going to go with a 4 as well. And the reason being is, I think everybody across the board could appreciate this beer. This could be your everyday six-pack, or at least one can a day, as soon as you get off work, ice cold. It's really tasty room temperature. So I'm pretty sure if it's ice cold, it's going to be even even more thirst quenching for those that are like, I need a beer now, but I want a good beer. I think the price for this would be comparable. I would say a six pack probably run you either in some places $5 to $7 or even $8. You know, that's still cheap for beer.
Yeah.
Even though the price goes up, but it's still cheap. Overall, the can is really aesthetically appeasing because it's like, it is what it says. It says 330 Amber Ale. And it's just very simple colors. Silver, gray, two different grayscales, and then this sort of racing orange. Not very bright, but it's more of a vibrant, burnt orange.
I think it's perfect, though, because it goes, it's not a complex labeling system
right
for a beer that's not complex. Not that it's bad. It actually is pretty good.
It's really good. And it kind of sucks what we do because we only get one.
Yeah.
We only get one and we work with it. So there's that one. And guys, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and reset for the next one. All right, guys. All right. We're at the final installment. Ladies and gentlemen, as of right now, me and Frank, we know beer, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
So there's a reason why we didn't rinse out the glass on this last one because we know how to pick apart beer. So, Frank, let me ask you a question. This is your first time as our guest here on the show. You know what? Let's not talk about that right now, all right? Let's just get right into this beer. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and let Frank take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Easy Jack IPA by Firestone Walker. They're a pretty famous brewing company out of Paso Robles, California.
You said it so, like, uncomfortable Mexican speak.
Couldn't get it out of my mouth.
Am I going to say it properly or am I going to have a really fucked up enunciation? You said it so scared.
The reason why I kind of hesitated is I caught what the ABV is.
Okay.
And it's an IPA, and this ABV is 4.5.
So it's almost like a saison or a session beer. It's almost like a farmhouse style because that's low ABV, ladies and gentlemen.
Super low.
That means two things are going to happen. One, you guys got to understand, sometimes the ABV doesn't even matter on your fast consumption, right? The faster you put it down, you're still putting in 4% of alcohol in your body. So the faster you suck it down, the more jacked up you could possibly be. And then the higher ABV, you slow down because it's got that astringent burn.
Yeah, it's so boozy.
So what the best part, I love that word, it's so boozy. I love that. So this Easy Jack IPA by Firestone is a very, like, think about the name, Easy Jack. Low ABV, which means there should be a couple of really cool characteristics. At the same time, it should be easy for everyone to enjoy an IPA. For that low ABV.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's only one way to find out. If you could, Frank, go ahead and crack this bad bitch open. And he did it with one hand, ladies and gentlemen. And the fucked up part is, he only has one hand. So, Frank, how did you lose your other hand, if you don't mind telling these people?
It was a shrimping boat accident.
Was it by the shrimp? Was it by the ship? Like, how did you lose your hand?
I got stuck in between the shrimp and the ship.
Fair enough, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys understand that. Today's show has been brought to you by a non-existing company, Missing Your Hand Shrimping Company, for all your shrimping needs. If you find anybody's loose limbs in it, please return the product back for 5 more bags.
Might be mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a real company. All right, so here we go to the aesthetics visually. What you got, brother?
Straw.
What type of straw? Like crazy straw? Ice cream, root beer straw. What type of straw are we talking?
Like straw that farm animals are going to eat. Golden.
Looks like wheat. Like a wheat grain color. Again, guys, you guys will hear me say this a lot. It looks like lemon jello. It has that sort of lemon jello yellow hit to it when you hold it up to the light.
Yeah.
It looks like, I'll be honest with you, it looks like an IPA. It looks like a session.
It's got great lacing.
Absolutely. It's really good. The head holds up as you would expect a very light ABV beverage. So there's only one way to keep pressing forward. Let's go ahead and get that smell on.
Oof.
It stank.
Oh, yeah. That's an IPA. It slaps you in the face.
It's weird, though, right? Low ABV.
Yeah.
Easy Jack, but that fucking fragrance is beyond easy. That's an aggressive, sharp hop cone fragrance. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to cut this gentleman off, but it's piney.
Super piney.
It's sharp. Some people will say it's dish soap. It smells like Simple Green. Mm-hmm. It smells like a cleaner. It doesn't mean it is bad. These are just certain characteristics that you will get. It smells like wet leather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are characteristics that are associated 9 times out of 10 with a very strong fragrance of an IPA. These fragrances do not allow them to put you in a negative light. Do not. This is just characteristics of smells that people get because the aromatics are either strong or light, complex, layered, you name it, you have to work with it. And Frank, why does it say Easy Jack, but the smell aggressively attacks you? What do you think?
They may say Easy Jack because it might be, because the ABV is lower, it might be a good introduction for someone who has not had IPA or comes out and says, I'm really not an IPA fan, to try something that is, it's not going to get them fucked up.
Right.
Unless they're drinking, you know, a 12 pack of it.
Right.
So it's a way for somebody to sample an IPA. And that's why I'm thinking they call it an Easy Jack, because I believe they have another IPA based on Union Jack, I believe it is.
Yeah, there's a Union Jack. Yeah, their Union Jack is nice too, but this Easy Jack, man, the fragrance. I honestly, in my opinion, this is a lot stronger fragrance than the Union Jack, to be honest. But I mean, that's cool. I mean, I enjoy it. It's a wonderful fragrance. Well, let's get down to the taste, brother.
Before we taste, I'm going to take a guess.
Okay.
Even though we're getting a lot of pine, I think it's going to be really, really citrusy.
Fair enough. Let's find out. See if you're right, brother. Yeah, it's citrus, but it's a well-balanced citrus. Mm. Now, the best part is it's got a malty, great finish. It finishes very caramel or toffee on the back end, super creamy. You're definitely getting that bite from the IPA, but that citrus is wonderful. And I'm getting three citruses. Ruby red grapefruit, orange, and tangerine is what I'm getting out of it. What do you got?
I would agree with that. I think that I'm a fan of IPAs, and when I have an IPA, I think I'm used to that. There's like a bite back to it. That heavy, heavy hop flavor. And it's present here, but it's in the front. It's not in the back. So when you finish, you are definitely finishing with the grapefruit and the tangerine and the orange. But again, not the fruit. More of the peel and the oils.
Oh, absolutely. There's more of that sort of not the meat of the citrus, but more of the white part, the pith.
That bitterness.
Yeah, the rind.
Yeah.
And it's got some really, I'm going to go on for one more because I want to make sure I confirm this. I call this a layer beer. This is a layering beer. The more you do it, there's different things each and every time. The more it warms up or gets to room temperature, the more complex it becomes, the more your brain goes, okay, what was that? Okay, there's something new. All right, the texture's different because now it's even more creamier. It's actually gotten thicker to the mouth.
I've got another citrus in there. Try it again and see if you get it.
Okay. Wow. Okay, for me, pineapple.
I'm getting lemon.
You're getting lemon. I'm getting pineapple. See, guys, this is a tripped out beer. See, Firestone knows what they're doing. These guys have been brewing for a long time, and congratulations on them going worldwide.
Yeah.
They finally got picked up, and congratulations to you guys. And I see why. Somebody believed in you guys. And this Easy Jack is phenomenal.
Yeah, really good.
This is ridiculous. Hands down, Firestone shits on everybody. They do. And don't get me wrong, Firestone has their dark side too. Don't get me wrong. And we know about their dark side, but we'll get into that on another episode. But for this Easy Jack, you're looking at a roller coaster of flavor. So let's go ahead. Let's find out how Frank feels about this beer. All right, Frank, what's your grade and why?
I'm going to go 5.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That high, huh?
That high. Again, I'm an IPA fan, so I appreciate the subtleness of this particular IPA because it really is not banging you over the head with hops. They're there, but it's more in the front. So I think that a non-IPA lover or drinker is going to appreciate this a little bit more because you get that IPA quality,
right?
But not the aftertaste that definitely turn off a non-IPA.
It has that sweet finish, and it doesn't give you that bitter back end.
Yeah.
And I understand it. Just the smell slapped in the face, But just the taste is just... And mind you, I'm not an IPA fan. Mm. This I would drink every day. For me, I would go ahead. I'm going to go with a 5. And the reason why I'm going with a 5 is because Firestone does really great things, right? Everybody can enjoy this. The more room temperature gets, the better it becomes. Overall, your experience with this particular beer is going to be phenomenal. There's going to be a few that fall through the cracks that might go, and those people should go kill themselves by drowning themselves with a mirror. So I don't know how that would work, but you guys should try it out. So, but I think everybody would enjoy this. This is their gateway IPA.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the perfect phrase to kind of coin what I was trying to say about.
It's a gateway beer.
Introductory absolutely. IPA.
It's not boozy because it's light ABV. And that's why this is probably one of the most popular beers that they make. A lot of people do buy this.
Yeah.
So are you happy with this particular beer, my good sir?
Yeah, I'm very happy with it.
Fair enough. We'll be right back.
Imagine a world where you know absolutely nothing about beer. Then all of a sudden, you found the Open Bottle Society. Check us out on obsbeers.com. If you're a social media junkie like the rest of us, check us out. Like, follow, and subscribe to us on Untappd, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and even Pinterest. Just search Open Bottle Society. Beer is what we have in common. What's your beer story?
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.